It's all coming up right after the news. It's 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A U.S. Park police officer is recovering this morning from injuries he suffered early today when a driver he'd pulled over for a traffic stop rammed his car into the police cruiser. The officer fired at least one shot at the guy, but it's not clear if the shot hit him. Winter? What winter?
Earlier this month, the nation's most famous groundhog predicted six more weeks of winter.
I clearly see a perfect, clear shadow of me.
But meteorologist Chad Myers says along parts of the East Coast anyway, it's feeling like spring in February.
74 in D.C. this afternoon. Two dozen places will break record highs today.
Though some in the Midwest may say the groundhog got it right.
Punxsutawney Phil did get it right for Minneapolis. There'll be a dozen inches of snow just to the south of the city for tomorrow.
I'm Scott Carr.
Transgender rights advocates are promising a fight after the Trump administration rolled back public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. Conservatives, on the other hand, are praising the move. They say it corrects a legal overreach by the Obama administration on a matter best left for the states to decide. Metro's general manager says there's only so much he can do to balance the transit agency's budget. With ridership down 12% in the last 6 months alone, Metro's financial troubles won't be going away anytime soon.
Service cuts, fare hikes, and increased subsidies for the jurisdiction are all included in Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld's budget for the financial year starting this July.
We are tightening as much as we can. I've looked under every rock I can to find dollars, and I'll continue to do that. But, you know, there's just not a whole lot more to go to.
Virginia's Governor Terry McAuliffe says,
we are not going to let Metro be starved for money. But before we spend money, we want a plan.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A nearly 20-year veteran of the Arlington County Board is stepping down. Democrat Jay Fassett is not going to run for re-election this fall. Fassett tells the Washington Post he has no plans to run for higher office. He says he does plan to work on what he calls embracing and advancing a set of progressive values. Montgomery County Executive Ike Leggett says he is against a bill that many other Democrats in Maryland support, trying to limit how much local and state police can help ICE.
Montgomery County already does a lot of the things in the bill, Leggett says.
We don't act for status. We don't hold people beyond their release date. And that has worked very well for us.
But making it official state law, he says,
it will probably invite additional raids and scrutiny of the county and hurt some of the very people that we're trying to protect.
The law, he says, could be misleading.
We cannot stop ICE from coming into the county, utilizing its own resources in order to arrest and deport people.
Plus, he doesn't want to jeopardize Montgomery County's many federal workers and institutions.
With nothing in return other than a symbol.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two high-ranking Trump cabinet members will be meeting today with top Mexican officials.
Secretaries Tillerson of State and Kelly of Homeland Security will try to sell Mexico's President Peña Nieto on new guidelines that are likely to expand the numbers of persons deported to Mexico's border, even if they come from Central America. White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
We have a very healthy and robust relationship with the Mexican government and Mexican officials, and I think they would echo that same sentiment.
Tillerson's counterpart, Mexico's foreign minister, saying Wednesday of the new immigration and deportation policies, we will not accept it because there's no reason we should. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,776, the Nasdaq at 5861. Sports, the Caps get back to winning with a victory in Philadelphia. College basketball, Maryland loses, Georgetown loses, AU beats Navy. WMAL News Time 804, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
If the president of the Washington Redskins, other than Bruce Allen.
We're so proud to announce you're going to be an affiliate of the Washington Redskins.
Starting this season.
Every Redskins game.
And we're actually coming home.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3-6.
WMAL.
I used to play a lot of sports in college. But when I got older, my legs started to burn and ache, making it hard to work out. Then I noticed those varicose and spider veins. I couldn't believe it. I thought this only happened to my mom and her friends.
The professionals at Vein Clinics of America have performed over 1 million personalized procedures for their patients, making them the largest, most experienced vein treatment center in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art laser and minimally invasive treatments, they can begin restoring your legs back to health in as little as 1 hour with no downtime, and most treatments are covered by insurance.
I called Vein Clinics of America, and they fixed my legs. No more ugly veins. Now I can run and do squats again.
Guys, get back in the game. Call now and schedule a free fast-track consultation with one of our doctors and learn how you can finally get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Space is limited, so call now. 800-790-1313. That's 800-790-1313. 800-790-1313.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395. I know you're bunched up here coming out of the Newington area. But up ahead, the crash that caused the backups out of the travel lanes. You'll see one police car and a box truck over to the safety zone. Again, 395 northbound after Duke Street towards Seminary Road right at the exit. Does put pressure on Duke Street just to merge into these delays. So plan for the extra time. Now, we also have delays now that you can filter past. They're a little bit sluggish in Shirlington, Pentagon 2, and across the 14th Street Bridge. On the outbound side of the 14th Street Bridge, the incident jams the freeway westbound as you come off of the 11th Street Bridge. In the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel, crash. We've been busy through town. DC 295 north near Malcolm X. Our second crash of the morning. They're trying to confine that all to the right shoulder. All right, Merrifield commuters, a little bit better news. You're getting by in each direction now. 29 Lee Highway west of Gallows Road in front of the Home Depot, scene of the earlier crash. And on 270, please tell me, no, they didn't find any incidents, but heavy, looking slow most of the way Germantown onto the 270 spur. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably not a record today, 74. Clouds, fog early, and then sunshine. The record 78. Don't think we'll quite get that warm. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and near record warmth, 75 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Dumfries, 48 in Olney, 54 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walters, and we are here at CPAC. It's a gathering of conservative minds and conservative spirits over at the National Harbor. We are broadcasting live today and live tomorrow. Vice President Pence will speak today. The President of the United States will speak tomorrow. And all manner of people in the conservative movement are going to be making appearances here, and we're going to be bringing you all of the excitement of CPAC. Today and tomorrow. So that's just a little bit of what we have going on. As I said, Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Yes, and Brian, you know, we're surrounded. We're talking about Republicans, and we've got a lot of Republican guests and a lot more conservative guests. But I have to tell you, the Democrats have also been convening, and they had debates, and they're talking about who is going to replace Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was replaced by Donna Brazile. Neither one of those tenures leading the DNC was without its problems.
Particularly successful, that's right, yeah.
Right, and it's amazing because Keith Ellison, at this point, is leading in the poll among Democrats for who would be leading for that leadership position among the DNC, which is interesting. And so at their little get-together, their debate, Keith Ellison, Mike, if you could cue up cut five, Keith Ellison just went for it. And I think you can tell he's campaigning for this job. And he just went full-blown to the left. And this is what he had to say about Donald Trump.
Take a listen.
I think that Donald Trump has already done a number of things which legitimately raised the question of impeachment. I mean, on day one, he was...
He was
in violation of the Emoluments Clause. This is a part of the Constitution that says, as the president, you can't get payments from a foreign power. The day people checked into his hotel and started paying him, who were foreign dignitaries, he was in violation of that law. There's already a lawsuit filed against him. And right now, it's not about only Donald Trump. It is about the integrity of the presidency. So, yeah, I think that we need to begin investigations to not go after Donald Trump, but to protect our Constitution and the presidency of the United States, to make sure that nobody can monetize the presidency and make profit off of it for their own gain.
Except Democrats. we're the only ones allowed to monetize the presidency. He forgot to put that in there. But isn't Trump, Brian, didn't Trump announce that anyone who stays at his hotel, foreign dignitaries who stay at his hotel in D.C., he is donating that money to the American people. He will not get that money, right?
That's my understanding.
So how is he benefiting off of the having that hotel?
If you are taking the money that you make in a situation like that, and it's a very odd sort of unusual situation, admittedly, but if you take that money and you say, I'm not going to put that in my pocket, I'm going to give that back to the United States Treasury, then you are not personally profiting.
Right.
And that's the end of that conversation, as far as I can tell. He's doing the right thing. And by the way, I don't know that the law ever anticipated that there would be this kind of situation.
Exactly.
So we're sort of in a gray area. I think he's gone above and beyond to do that. That's that first and foremost. But isn't it funny that this guy who wants to be the leader of the DNC and wants to lead them out of this sort of wasteland that they're in right now, isn't it funny that his message is something that will, you know, it's completely ludicrous, but something that the people on the left will just go crazy over. Oh, we're going to impeach him. That is such a ridiculous statement. It is not a high crime or misdemeanor in any form of fashion. And for them to suggest this is just ludicrous. But, boy, they love to talk about it.
But here's the thing. It just goes to show that the DNC is in disarray. And a year ago, we were talking about how in disarray the Republicans were. Remember?
Right.
A year, the Democrats were doing a dance because the Republicans were in disarray. The Republicans were going to break apart. Now, the shoe is on the other foot, and it is the Democrats who are a mess. And this shows me, since Ellison right now is in the lead to become the head of the DNC, to become the face of the DNC, is pushing even further left. They're entrenching even further in the positions that lost them the election, that lost them both houses and the presidency. So what does that say about the DNC and whether they get it and where they're going? And I think it plays to their base, but we have the same conversation with Matt Schlapp about the Republicans and how maybe they have to kind of bring it back to the middle a little bit more. Trump has done that. Trump has brought the Republican Party more to the center. He pulled them and dragged them, but it won them the election. And hopefully they're starting to get it, whereas the DNC seems to be going further away from the center. And they were always the ones that claimed that middle ground. And they always had those people in that middle ground they claimed into their party. You know, the whole and it was never the Republicans. And now it seems to have switched totally.
Another person who wants to be the leader of the Democrats is a guy by the name of Peter Pekarsky, a local attorney. And he says, Mike, this is cut number six, if you could. He wanted to talk about voter identification laws.
What
he thinks this is something the
more
Democrats should talk about. Here is Peter Pekarsky.
What would be wrong with more voter ID laws is that the ones that exist are in general a violation of the U.S. Constitution. The Republican Party, by and large, has chosen to disenfranchise people in this country because of the color of their skin. That simply is not allowed by our Constitution. The courts have found that. So that's what would be wrong with more voter ID laws. As far as Mr. Trump, if he has proof of a crime, he ought to offer it.
What if you woke up in heaven, but God was not there? Would you go look for him? The Ship to Look for God Trilogy by D. Krause. Available on Amazon and Smashwords. Download the first book for free. Go to www.dustyskull.com.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax, they know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy, don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Another day, another $10,000. $10,000 in free slots play, that is, which someone just won playing the new member game at MGM National Harbor, where you're guaranteed to win between $10,000 and $10,000 in free slots play just for signing up. Yep, just another day.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Blinking. Yep.
Where?
Hello? Somebody else probably logged in or something and took us offline. Or pulled the wrong cable
out.
Yeah,
I think so.
Am I in your way?
No, no, you're fine.
I got taken off the air at SiriusXM because someone unplugged.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, the company that's revolutionized the way carpets and rugs are cleaned. I use them at my house, and I highly recommend you do too. Here's what's cool about Zero Res. Their name, Zero Res, it means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They've patented a process that cleans without any chemicals. It means your clean carpets will be safe for you, your kids, and your pets. In fact, their process helps your rugs stay cleaner longer and won't stiffen the fabric the way others do. A Zero Res Clean will remove all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Your carpets will look brand new again, trust me. Zero Res also can use their system to deep clean oriental rugs, wood, and tile floors, and even upholstery. Listen, I've got a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. You'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147, plus you'll get a hallway clean for free. Call them, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, forward or backwards, it's spelled the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
And boy, we're in delays right now traveling east on the toll road due to the crash. Inbound on the Dulles Toll Road before you get to Van Buren Street after Centerville Road, 657 for the crash. And I'm looking at delays now coming off of the Greenway back to 606. So if you're a Greenway commuter onto the toll road, you're in that bunched up traffic through Herndon due to this crash. On Route 7, heading into Leesburg, the tough morning, hopefully getting a little bit better. I know it's a long lineup at the crash eastbound 7 before you get to West Market Street at the bypass. Should be to the shoulder now. 395, the struggle point has been to get past Seminary Road, the scene of the crash. But the fire trucks left, everything to the shoulder, delays out of Newington to Seminary Road. Getting into Virginia, outbound on the 14th Street Bridge, the exit to the GW Parkway for the crash, slowing the westbound side of the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably not a record today, 74. Clouds fog early and then sunshine. The record 78. Don't think we'll quite get that warm. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine and near record warmth, 75 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson and Mary Walter, we're here live at CPAC, and we apologize for having a little bit of a technical difficulty. I think the Democrats are attacking us, or the Russians. It could be the Russians.
I think somebody just said, "Oh, what's this plug?" and they pulled it because that had charged their cell phone.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know
that's
what
exactly
that is.
What happened.
We'll work through it, folks. Bear with us right now. I want to speak a little bit about the president and what he did last night with regard to transgender policy. If you weren't aware of it, as you know, the Obama administration had sent a letter out. It really was just sort of an informal suggestion that these are the rules we want you to follow going forward with regard to transgenders and bathrooms in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
It was a letter, what they call a dear letter, a colleague letter, which is, let me say, it sort of goes like this. Dear colleague, it would really be a shame if something happened to all your federal funding for your school district, so we would really appreciate it if you would let transgenders use whichever bathroom they want to use in your public schools. And that's basically what they did. And it was a real heavy hand, federal hand, leaning down into local district matters, local school district matters, and dictating a policy with them under sort of an implied threat that if you don't do this, you're going to lose your federal funding. So what the Trump administration did was basically send out another dear colleague letter that said, remember that earlier one from the other guy? Never mind. So now it's up, apparently now it is again up to individual school districts and states to make a decision about how they want to handle this issue, which is a delicate issue and should have the input from local communities.
It should absolutely be a state's issue. The government should not be involved in telling you which bathroom you can or cannot use. That's the first thing. But the second thing is this is such a small percentage of society. And knowing two men, I do know two men who transitioned from male to female, but they did it as adults. And they are really against, they will tell you they are very much against this idea of children deciding for themselves that suddenly, oh, I'm really a woman inside or I'm really a man inside, and making these public statements and going through this without going through the process. These guys, it took them years. They went through the process. They had counseling. They started the hormone treatment. They did it as adults. And they have no problem knowing which bathroom to use. It's not a problem for them, and they will tell you that they think this entire thing is being handled wrong. They're very, very much against it.
So. Isn't that interesting? Well, I just really like the idea that the Trump administration has in this dear colleague letter and in the guidance that they're giving now to school districts, basically in one letter have sort of undone everything that was that was done before. And they also, here's another interesting thing about it. You know, this matter had come all the way up to the Supreme Court, and then there was a Supreme Court case pending. The Trump administration also sent a letter to the Supreme Court alerting them to the fact that, well, maybe you don't need to decide this because we're not going to do that anymore. They said that we want to rescind this this policy so we can further and more completely consider the legal underpinnings involved. And so, imagine that. They're going to stop and think about it. And they're not saying that they, you know, this is the final policy. But for now, it appears the matter probably will not go forward before the Supreme Court. There would be no reason, I think, for the Supreme Court to decide this matter, given the fact that they're no longer asking this policy to be enforced.
But you don't think that this is going to be met with lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit? And I do think it is wrong, because, again, you want 99.9 or 0.5% of the population to be uncomfortable, feel threatened, be all of those things in order to accommodate approximately 0.5% of the population. And that just doesn't work. It just doesn't work. But I do think that you're going to see the left just start to do what they do, and that is just obstruction and lawsuit until they break you down and get what they want.
Yep, fair enough.
They've got to silence the opposition. That is their MO. We will silence you. And if we can't silence you, we are going to beat you into submission. You will make the cake for my wedding. That kind of thing. Right? You will make the cake.
All right. Listen, we'll keep an eye on it, but that's where it stands today. 822. On WMAL.
A few years ago, my wife and I went shopping for amazing quality luxury bedding we could actually afford. And what did we find? Nothing. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen. Missy and I started Bull & Branch because we want you to be able to afford the best bedding in the world. By cutting out the middlemen and only selling online at bullandbranch.com, our award-winning sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why we have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. There's no risk. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at bullandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
You don't know me, but it's possible we've met before. Growing up, my dad worked for the NSA. I live just down the street from the Naval Academy. Security is in my blood. It's certainly in my heart. I'm Jim Callahan with Ackerman Security Systems. Over the past 50 years, we've quietly become one of the top home security providers in America. We believe in one simple thing: providing the very best security at a very fair price. There's just no need to pay $40 or $50 or more every month for home security. Ackerman Security is literally half the cost of the big national guys, but it is actually the only security company in America that offers a guaranteed response time. Ackerman protects over 1 million men, women, and children, businesses, and families, just like yours and mine. And we've done it by saving each and every one of them hundreds of dollars every year. Ackerman is committed to being the official security provider of the D.C. metro area. We are right down the street and would love to find out more about you. Call 888-999-1070 or at AckermanSecurity.com.
Are you hearing anything?
No, we're on hold right now. I think
hey,
trying to get around the rush hour this morning. Couple of parts that are hung up still coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road, and that's due to the crash past 657 Centerville Road. It looks like the closer you get to the crash, the better the pace. So again, the tough part right now off of the Greenway, delays are before you get to 606. If you're coming in on Route 7, a little bit of volume now through Lansdowne, and as you pass the Georgetown Pike, now the traffic can get into town, that area. We've been hung up into Leesburg, eastbound 7 before you get to Business 7, West Market Street, that crash to the shoulder. Let's go into town. DC 295 just jammed coming south off of the BW Parkway and 50, had the earlier crash. Pennsylvania Avenue, still some activity there. And then on the 11th Street Bridge to the outbound 14th Street Bridge for the crash with heavy stop and go. Update is brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you've liked the mild weather so far this month, more coming. Even warmer than yesterday's 63. Tack on 11, 74 degrees. Clouds, fog early, then sunshine. Tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, very mild, 55. Sunshine on Friday near record warmth, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
I think Joe is pissed if he wants, to be able to bounce off of somebody.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 58 degrees. It's 827 on WMAL. Ryan Wilson and Mary Walters, we're live at CPAC, and again, we want to apologize for a little bit of the chaos we're experiencing because we have run into technical difficulties with our regular broadcasting service.
No, technology makes everything better and easier.
Technology is a wonderful thing until it's not.
Well, Al Gore did not invent this part of the technology, so maybe that's where the bug is.
Well, he did invent the Internet, and so this is sort of an Internet problem. So it's really, we can all blame this on Al Gore.
I'm actually going to go with Alexander Graham Bell on this one. Marconi can take a little bit of the blame as well.
We beg your indulgence, and we hope to have this problem resolved in a short while. In the meantime, let me tell you about what's going on in Bethesda, Maryland, where, it seems to me that everywhere you go these days, it seems in communities there are wars against people who drive cars.
Yes.
And, for example, in D.C., we've talked about this endlessly on our show, you have all these bike lanes that have taken up parking spots and also have put bicycles dangerously close to cars. And people don't really want you to drive anymore. They really want you to bike to work. They want you to take mass transit. But mass transit, as you know, is a disaster right now. There's all these problems with people who drive cars. Well, in Bethesda, they have. It looks like it's another attempt to go against people who want to drive their cars. Because to drive a car, what do you need at the end of the destination? You need a place to put your car. This is called a parking lot.
Right.
And in Bethesda, they have decided that some people in the community have decided that a number of parking lots that the county owns along Wisconsin Avenue perhaps should be turned into parks.
Okay.
So take it from asphalt space to green space. But, of course, by acquiring the green space, you're doing away with places that people could actually park their car when they go to Bethesda.
Well, it's like the song, Pave Paradise, put up a parking lot. We're doing the opposite now. We're just going to reverse that. But you're right. They expect people, and this is why the politicians who make these decisions don't sit in traffic. They, a lot of times, will have a police escort or something along those lines, so they don't sit in traffic. They don't know what it is like to have to try to commute somewhere. So politicians think, this is a fabulous idea. People want to go to parks because that makes parents happy. That makes people who have time, some place to go and eat on your lunch hour. Well, if I can't get to work and park my car, car, I can't go to lunch hour. So ride a bike. But what about winter? What about when it's raining? I can't ride a bike in a skirt. You know, there's a lot of things that come in. There's just unrealistic. And I love the idea of maybe if there are some abandoned parking lots, turning them into something else.
Well, it'll be interesting to watch. They say that 500 spaces would give them about 5 acres of parkland, but then you lose 500 spaces. Well,
yeah.
We'll keep an eye on it. 829 on WMAL.
Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump has characterized the media as the enemy of the American people, but a new poll finds that a narrow majority of Americans still say they trust the media more than the president.
52% of voters trust the media, while 37% say they trust President Trump more, according to a Quinnipiac University poll. When it comes to just Democrats, 86% say they believe the media more, but it flips when looking at Republicans, with 78% saying they put their faith into President Trump more. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
U.S. Park Police are investigating after an officer fired shots at a driver who'd rammed his car into the officer's cruiser during a traffic stop in Southeast D.C. early today. Police say the officer suffered a leg injury, but it's not life-threatening. The car he'd stopped took off after the incident. A veteran member of the Arlington County Board has decided to call it quits. After nearly 20 years on the board, Democrat Jay Fassette says he will not be running for re-election this fall. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is refusing to budge on his demand that a controversial transportation bill be repealed. State Transportation Secretary Pete Rahn told a state Senate committee that there is no salvaging the law, which the governor says will force the state to cancel nearly $1 billion in planned road projects. Iraqi forces are taking control of more of the city of Mosul today, retaking the airport now after exchanging fire with ISIS fighters.
This morning there was a coalition airstrike on a building that houses many ISIS fighters and their families. That was hit. Apparently there were more than 100 people inside the building.
Correspondent Ben Wiedemann. In San Jose, California, some people have returned to their homes now to sort through waterlogged furniture, toys, and clothing after being abruptly evacuated because of flooding. But there's more rain in the forecast. And somewhere out there is a Powerball ticket worth $435 million. The winning Powerball numbers drawn last night. The game's website says there was one winning ticket sold. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,776, the NASDAQ at 5861. Sports, the Caps get a win over the Flyers. College basketball, Maryland loses its second straight. Georgetown loses. AU beats Navy. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com. Or call 866-25-SLEEP.
You want to hear something that's just unfair? Something only folks in Washington, D.C. could cook up? Well, listen closely. Right now, some in Congress are pushing a proposal they call age rating. Truth is, age rating is Washington speak for an age tax, an unfair tax on older Americans that would line the pockets of big insurance companies, meaning they could charge you up to 5 times as much as other people for the same health care coverage. So if you are 60, it could cost you nearly $3,000 more a year. But AARP is fighting to stop the age tax, and you can help. Call your member of Congress today at 844-586-9568. Tell them to say no to higher health care costs and no to an unfair tax on older Americans. Let's stop the age tax. before it starts.
Paid for by AARP.
One of the most fearsome fighting forces on the planet has never seen a gun and is outnumbered 1 billion to 1. With algorithms and centrifuges, it fights the most fearsome enemy on Earth. An enemy that doesn't care when it attacks or who it attacks. One of the most fearsome fighting forces on Earth doesn't take lives, it saves millions of them. Armed with tenacity, inspiration, innovation, and support from all of us to battle and defeat disease. Every day, the 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies leap into the unknown to pioneer tomorrow's breakthrough cures. Side by side with brave patients, thousands here in D.C. in clinical trials to find the next groundbreaking medicine, one of which may save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you carefree because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Where we're doing okay as far as incidents and problems is 270. Volume in Urbana toward 109. Haven't released all that pressure yet in Gaithersburg to Rockville, but have all lanes reported open at this time. Also out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 in good shape. Now, where we're not doing so well, we've had a number of problems getting in through town. Trying to get from D.C. into Virginia over the outbound 14th Street Bridge because of that crash, still in the clearing stages. 295 is bunched up and heading across the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, again to the outbound 14th Street Bridge. Now, 395, we've been trying to recover heading from Newington to get you past Seminary Road. That crash has been on the shoulder for some time. And now from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge as well. We may have an incident in the backups right near Boundary Channel. VDOT crews are on their way to check it out. To the Wilson Bridge, still back near Route 5 Branch Avenue, to cross the bridge up ahead in the backups at St. Barnabas Road. Crash. And as you come up to 210, I also see a tractor trailer on the shoulder, so a little bit of a distraction. Off of the Greenway, still quite slow, off and on, the, get past the main toll plaza onto the toll road from the earlier crash near Centerville Road to the shoulder. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you've liked the mild weather so far this month, more coming. Even warmer than yesterday's 63. Tack on 11. 74 degrees. Clouds, fog early, and then sunshine. Tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, very mild, 55. Sunshine on Friday near record warmth, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Alexandria, 54 in Waldorf, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Carefree Office Technology. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter, we are live at CPAC, where conservatives are gathering. The great conservative minds will be speaking. The great conservative spirits will be absorbing. It's a wonderful time to be a conservative and a wonderful time to be at CPAC. And Mary, this is your first one. Are you having a good time so far?
I am loving this. Yeah. I am loving this. You just see people walking by.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, look at that. It's fantastic. I just love it. And I love seeing all the young people here.
Yeah, and there are a lot of young people
who
come here.
A
lot of young conservatives.
Yeah.
It's very exciting to see them get excited about some of these ideas and issues are being discussed. Speaking of which, you know, there are a lot of press here as well.
Yes.
And there is media news that we need to share with you. First of all, I have to bring to this. This just was immensely entertaining to me yesterday. The Washington Post has changed its motto. Now, here at WMAL, we have a motto. I mean, most organizations have a motto.
Yes.
Our motto is WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We say that all the time, right? Well, the Washington Post had a motto. Actually, I don't even know what it was, but they changed it. So it doesn't matter what
it was. Yeah.
What's important is what it is now. And here it is, right beneath the masthead in your Washington Post newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And on their website, if you go to their website, beneath the Washington Post masthead, it says, and this is their motto, democracy dies in the darkness.
Okay. All right.
Which is sort of dark. And foreboding.
No, it can be light because they're talking about bringing the light into the darkness. They are actually reinforcing Donald Trump's drain the swamp.
Okay, so you're thinking it's a drain the swap sort of thing?
Well, I don't think that's what they meant, but I think that's what you could twist it into.
You could twist it into
exactly.
Well, anyway,
make them change it again.
Yesterday on Facebook, there was and Twitter and all that. People were making fun of it, of course, because that's what we do on Twitter. We mock things endlessly, and so one of the things they were doing was, well, what is a better motto for the Washington Post? And this morning, we opened up the phone. Unbelievable creativity from our people. Everybody's got an idea.
We had some good ones. We had some really good ones.
Yeah, so send us that on.
I wish we wrote them down.
Send those to us at WMAL.com, and we'll share them again. Okay, in other media news, Mika and Joe on Morning Joe are having a little moment, and they're talking about the presidency of Donald Trump, and Mika accidentally spoke truth. Listen carefully.
I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts, and it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think, and that is our job.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
It's our job.
Listen to that last part again.
He could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think. And that is our job.
Yeah. Mika Brzezinski believes that it is the job of the media to help you know what to think.
Right. Well, but they
to tell you what to think.
I love this because the honesty got out. I don't think she meant for it to get out, but they truly believe that that is their job. They are supposed to tell us what to think, and we are supposed to consume it, and we are then supposed to follow suit, because you know it is the liberal mindset that they are so much smarter than we are.
Yeah.
They know we are just hillbilly rubes, and we don't know any better, right? And they are the liberal elite, and they know so much better than we do. That's why we should give them our money, and they know far better what to do with our money than we do.
Well, and that's why we will watch MSNBC so you don't have to. And once again, rare moment where somebody actually spoke the truth of what they think really behind the scenes but don't often say.
Yes.
Now, speaking of behind the scenes at major news organizations, sometime this morning, it's around 10 o'clock this morning, this guy, James O'Keefe, he's that undercover journalist who takes hidden cameras everywhere and reveals what the left is doing behind the scenes when they don't know that they're being watched. He has apparently going to release, and this is how they describe it, hundreds of hours of video that was captured behind the scenes at CNN.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Well, we don't know for sure it's CNN, but we're pretty sure it's CNN.
Everybody thinks it's CNN. He's given hints to lead us to believe it's
CNN.
That's
right. And so CNN, of course, as you might imagine, is puckered, completely puckered over this. They don't know what to think about it. They're very worried. And imagine you're working at CNN. You don't know who it is that has been capturing. You're looking around. Who could be what? And you're reliving every single conversation that you have had over the course. And apparently hundreds of hours of this is going to be released for the public to peruse, and therein lies a very different approach to it. Normally, he edits this stuff up and brings you the highlights.
Yes.
But he's been criticized, I think, at times for doing that. And some people say, well, he edited this unfairly. Okay, the way you answer that is, I'll throw everything out there. You go through it, public, and find the tidbits that you find interesting. Sort of like WikiLeaks.
Yeah, well, he's giving them exactly what they wanted. Okay, you don't want me to edit it? I'm putting it all out there. And this was apparently from someone inside the organization approached him and said, I'll do this. And it's very, as I said, it's very easy to find out who this was. All you have to do is look for the guy who ain't here today. Who's not here today? Wait, didn't he get the award last year for never taking a day off?
He's not here today.
He is not here today. Yeah, he's the guy who just resigned.
Well, CNN is bracing for what is likely to be a spate of bad publicity. And we'll be interested to see how that all shakes out.
He also made a point of telling Sean Hannity that all his T's are crossed, all his I's are dotted, and this video was obtained legally. Because that has been the accusation against him in the past.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. And again, look for that stuff to start dropping
today,
somewhere
right?
around 10 o'clock this morning.
That's going to be very interesting.
It is 8:43 on WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at sanaspinesurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution, sanaspinesurgery.com. Get your game back.
Are popular video apps kids use, like Musical.ly and LiveMe, a playground for sexual predators?
They're like, can you bend over?
Seven on Your Side investigates who's watching your child. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
All of you have done terrible things.
Tonight, you will know who killed Wes.
Is it you?
How to Get Away with Murder, season finale tonight at a special time, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
It is 8:45 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through Laurel on I-95 in the northbound direction. We're jammed to the crash before you get to Route 100, so that puts it north of 175 before you get to Route 100. However, if you're opting for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, right in the same area, we're bunched up. The northbound BW Parkway crashed before Route 100, so something in the water over there slows each direction. Heading through Jessup, the accident on 175 heading eastbound over the BW Parkway, still under police direction. We've also been very busy in through town. Had the stalled car in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Crash on the outbound 14th Street Bridge, still there. Jams the westbound freeway and 295. 295 northbound near Malcolm X. Two earlier accidents to the shoulder. Virginia 395 in the landmark area at Seminary Road. That crash now out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you've liked the mild weather so far this month, more coming. Even warmer than yesterday's 63. Tack on 11, 74 degrees. Clouds, fog early, then sunshine. Tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, very mild, 55. Sunshine on Friday near record warmth, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees, 847 on WMAL.
Great deals this Friday and Saturday at Atlantic Guns Ruger Day Sale. See AtlanticGuns.com.
Well, good morning to you. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter live from CPAC over at National Harbor, where conservatives are gathering. The president will speak tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Mike Pence will speak this evening. A whole host of great conservative names have gathered to talk to the faithful, and it's an interesting time. But you have to stop occasionally and look at what the other side is doing. And increasingly, Mary Walter, I have noticed that something seems to be wrong with Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader of the House of Representatives. I've seen a couple of press conferences where she seems to be not connected. She's doing unusual and bizarre things. And
it's been going on for a while.
It has
it
been
really
going
has,
on for
but
a while.
It's in full bloom right now.
So she's giving a speech the other night, and I don't know how to describe it, except that her behavior was bizarre, her speech was slurred, and she made a lot of mistakes. Take a listen, and listen closely to Nancy Pelosi speaking the other night, and here's how she opened up, by thanking the person who had just introduced her.
Thank you very much, Ron, for your very, very generous recanting of what happened at the time.
Well, first of all,
recanting of what happened at the time.
One recants some about your testimony.
Isn't that what you do to wine?
Yeah, no, that's a decanter.
Oh, sorry.
Not recanting, recounting.
Right.
But she said recanting. Okay, well, you might give her that one.
Okay.
I thought her diction was a little slurred there, but I'll give her one.
Okay.
But then it goes on and she starts acting bizarre and she's instructing the audience in sort of an unusual and weird way when it is that they should applaud. Listen to this.
You take satisfaction in the role that Families USA played in all of this. We simply could not have done it without you. And we could not have done it without Barack Obama. When I called him that night to... And by the way, when I said we could not have done it without Families USA and without you, that is an applause line for you.
And here's a little bit more where she was instructing the audience.
Frederick understood that. So, Frederick, good luck to you and congratulations to you. I look forward to continuing our work with Families USA under your leadership. Thank you and congratulations. Applause line.
Applause line.
Applause line. She needs some. She would one of those ring girls with a card.
I have been around Nancy Pelosi a fair amount when I covered Capitol Hill, and there's something going on. I mean, did it seem to you as if she was slurring her speech?
I didn't hear that, but I will give her a little bit of a pass on the first one because they didn't applaud themselves.
Right.
And so she said, you know, no, when I say that about you, that's also an applause line. So I will give her a little bit there.
Here's one more. Here she is talking about Governor Kasich of Ohio, but she gets that wrong, too. Take a listen.
Many poor children. And by the way, do you know who the poorest people in America are? Infants and children. Infants and children. The opioid epidemic and addiction and the rest, Medicaid is there. In fact, don't take it from me. John Kasich, the governor of Illinois, said, thank God for Medicaid.
John Kasich is the governor of Ohio.
Well, can I also point out that infants and children usually are the poorest demographic? Pretty much, no matter who you are, they usually are the poorest demographic.
They don't earn any money.
No.
Okay, so but then you know that all of that goes on, and then at the end, she makes a reference. I'm not kidding here. We don't have the audio, but I've heard it. She makes a reference to Dr. Martin Luther Singh. Something is going on with Nancy Pelosi, and I can't imagine what it is, but if this had happened in isolation, you would say, oh, she's tired, she's having a bad night. But there's like in this little speech that she gave, there are like six or seven major flubs. She seems to be slurring her speech, and it comes in concert with some of these appearances on Capitol Hill where she seems to be sort of out of it.
Yeah, and what I find interesting is it's the Democrats who are saying we're going to vote the 25th Amendment because we think Trump's mental health, and I'm not saying she has a mental health issue, but she does make some mistakes that she shouldn't be making. She should know. This should be rote to her.
That's right.
It would be like you forgetting traffic at the fives. You know what I mean? It doesn't happen. You do it in your sleep. And also with Maxine Waters, another one.
Yeah.
You know?
8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Sexism may be harmful to a man's mental health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Let me explain. Men who see themselves as playboys or as having power over women are more likely to have psychological problems than men who don't abide by traditionally masculine norms. That's the conclusion of a very telling study out of Indiana University, Bloomington. Researchers looked at 11 norms generally considered by experts to reflect society's expectations of traditional masculinity. Overall, conforming to these masculine norms were associated with increased depression and decreased life satisfaction. The study's lead author told us this: the robust association between conformity to traditional masculine norms and negative mental health-related outcomes underscores this idea that sexism is not merely a social injustice, but could also have a detrimental effect on the mental health of those who embrace these sorts of attitudes. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
As the morning sun peeks through, work is already emailing you. It's 8 a.m. and they got your soul. You're stuck in a morning work black hole. And if you don't respond quick, the promotion goes to Nick. And he's a sucker. When your morning is hell, just go to Taco Bell.
Just a dollar, let us make you breakfast. Like the grilled breakfast burrito with eggs, bacon, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still have some tough spots for this late rush hour, but the good news from DDOT, they've cleared the broken down car that was in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Tricky to get to, but now towed away. Also, the crash on the outbound 14th Street Bridge is cleared. Now, with both of those, it put the pressure on the westbound freeway. 295 delays coming up from there. The Naval Research Lab inbound on the Suitland Parkway slows to merge, and a continuous backup out of Riverdale and Chevrolet on southbound side of 295. Getting in and out of Georgetown, the crash reported on the inbound side of the Key Bridge, and here we go because of that. Slow to get off of the GW Parkway, so southbound GW Parkway still quite slow now before the overlooks, and in Laurel north on 95. Delays are going to be north of 198, but pushing to the crash before you get to Route 100. Update is brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181 now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll tack on a few more clouds and some dense fog, giving way to a mostly sunny day today. 74 the projected high, not a record. The record is 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 58 degrees. It is now 8:56.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Well, it's that's another Mornings on the Mall in the history books. Mary Walter, welcome to CPAC. We'll be back here tomorrow for another exciting day. And of course, you know, it's always time for Chris Plannan. There's only one Chris Plannan, and he's up next on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.